All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with me. And today we're looking into something that I think a lot of people are curious about, especially if you're running an online business or thinking about starting one. And that is the world of Google Shopping.
Right. Yeah.
You know those little product pictures that pop up when you're like searching for a new pair of shoes or whatever you're looking for?
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're going deep on this one with an article from Double Dome Digital Marketing. And they're really breaking down how to actually make this thing work for you, not against you.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm excited to get into this one.
Yeah, me too. And it's something that I think a lot of people have a misconception about. You know, I think when they first hear about Google Shopping, it sounds like, okay, you know, you upload your products, boom, you start making sales.
If you just sit back and let the cash roll in.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, that's not quite the reality.
Oh, no.
The article actually points out that a lot of businesses end up losing money.
Losing money.
On Google Shopping because they don't go into it with a good strategy.
Okay, so that's definitely not the outcome we're looking for here. So in your experience, what is it that separates the successful Google Shopping campaigns from the ones that just completely flop?
Yeah. You know, I think it really comes down to strategy, and this article hits the nail on the head with that. You know, they highlight three key areas to focus on: content optimization, segmentation, and then smart bidding.
Okay. Yeah. Let's break those down one by one because I think those are all really important. Let's start with content optimization. So what does that even mean, like when we're talking about Google Shopping?
Yeah. So, you know, when we think about content, we often think about, you know, writing really catchy descriptions that are going to, you know, get customers excited about our product. But content optimization is really about speaking Google's language.
Okay, so it's not just for humans. It's for the robots, too.
Exactly. Yeah, so you got to think of Google as this, like, giant library, right? Yeah. And your product titles and descriptions, those are like the index cards.
Mm-hmm.
So if those cards are, like, messy, you know, they got, like, coffee stains on them and they're inaccurate, then the librarian, who's Google, can't find your book, which is your product, and they can't show it to the right readers, which are your customers.
That's such a great analogy. I love that. Okay, so we got to make sure that Google can understand what we're selling first and foremost.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. All right, so clear, concise, keyword-rich product information.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for with content optimization.
Absolutely.
Got it. What about segmentation? That sounds a little bit more technical.
Yeah. So segmentation is all about organization. So imagine like walking into a store, right? And everything is just like thrown on the shelves randomly. There's like, you know, winter coats next to bathing suits and like, you know, electronics next to groceries. It's just complete chaos.
Right. Yeah. That would be a nightmare to shop in.
It would be a nightmare. And so segmentation is about creating a really logical structure for your products. So you're categorizing them by things like brand, price range, you know, maybe seasonality. And this not only makes it easier for customers to find what they're looking for, but it also helps Google understand the relationship between your products.
So Google likes an organized shop.
They do. They like organization.
Who knew? Okay, so we've got our content optimized. Our shop is nice and tidy. Everything's where it needs to be. But how do we actually turn those clicks into sales? And that's where I think this smart bidding thing comes in, which sounds pretty important.
Yeah, this is where the rubber really meets the road and where you can either make a lot of money or lose a lot of money.
High stakes.
High stakes, exactly. And the article points out this like really simple but crucial calculation you need to do, which is your price divided by your profit margin. And essentially what this tells you is the maximum cost per click that you can afford to stay profitable.
Okay. I think I'm with you so far, but can you maybe give me an example, like paint a picture so I can really understand this?
Yeah, sure. So let's say you're selling a pair of jeans. Okay.
Right.
And those jeans are selling for $100 and your profit margin is 25%, which means that for every pair of jeans you sell, you're making $25 in profit.
Right.
So using that formula, your maximum cost per click would be $6.25.
Okay.
So if you're paying more than that for every click on your ad, you're potentially losing money on every sale.
Wow. Okay. That's a really clear way to look at it. I never thought about it like that before. And I can see how easily you could like get caught up in these bidding wars, you know, and end up spending way more than you're actually earning.
Exactly. And as your business grows and you start, you know, getting more products and, you know, you're expanding your reach, these calculations can get really, really complex.
Right, yeah.
And the article recommends bringing in what's called an SM consultant at that point.
Okay, SM and consultant. So that stands for?
Search engine marketing.
Search engine marketing.
Okay. To help you with like some more advanced bidding strategies.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm wondering, you know, for someone who's maybe just starting out, is hiring a consultant like a necessary expense? You know, can they maybe figure this out on their own?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a tough one to answer because it really depends, you know?
What?
If you're running like a really simple campaign, you know, you've only got a few products and your budget's pretty small, you might be able to manage the bidding yourself.
Okay.
But as your campaigns start to scale, you know, your budget gets bigger, you're dealing with more complex targeting, an expert can actually save you a ton of money in the long run.
So it's kind of like investing in a financial advisor.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like an added expense up front, but they can potentially, you know, make you more money down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about that return on investment.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So just to kind of sum this all up, it sounds like Google Shopping can be this really powerful tool, but it's not like a set it and forget it type of thing. You really need to get strategic about your content, your organization, and your bidding strategy if you want to see success.
Absolutely. I think that's a perfect summary.
Awesome. And I think something that's interesting to think about is, you know, this article focuses on selling products, but a lot of these principles apply to service-based businesses as well.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, if you're a consultant or you're a coach or, you know, you're offering some kind of service online, you can still apply a lot of these ideas. You know, think about how you can optimize your website content, how you can categorize your services really clearly, and, you know, determine your cost per lead acquisition.
Exactly.
So it's really about thinking strategically no matter what you're selling.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going deep on this one with me. I feel like I've learned a ton, and hopefully everyone listening has as well.
Yeah, this was a good one.
All right, we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Okay.